Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind is what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And once again, welcome back to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 7, Verse 18. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, acronym for music, activism news. And for those on Lake City Radio on Blog Talk, you can dial 646-478-0944. That is 646-478-0944. After I give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, notebook for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me, direct at 646-478-0944. And I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, definitely feel free to stay silent. But if you change your mind, call back or press 1. I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. We'll start at number 10. Number 10, Black Odyssey. Number 9, Redebut from Emax Image. Number 8, E.C. Ralph. Number 7, Eric Magnus, a.k.a. Solomon Kane. Number Friday, May 4th, Cleveland State University Black Studies Department. Room number 137, that's the Black Studies Department room, 1899 Main Classroom Building, 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, free poetry night, Free food at East 22nd from Chester or Euclid Avenue. And definitely that's, you could enter in from either of those sides. Number five, the debut for the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. More on that in just a little while. Number four is the Cavs watch parties and activities going on all throughout the city. That was nice. At least they pulled out a win. Number three, debuting out Iced Out Productions. That's right. Iced Out Productions and Paper Chase gave, like, I will say, 4 days of free tickets to see Shang, S-H-A-N-G, at the Improv. Number two, biggest jump is the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio and Voice It Open House that happened. More on that in just a little while. So it was the Hip Hop Workshop Radio and Voice It Radio Open House that happened the past Saturday. And number one, the District 10 Forum. More on that in just a little while, because it was great, because a lot of different things happened, and I was glad of that. As a matter of fact, the reason we started out with that, you know, particular song that we did, none other than Tribal War Cry, well, not really. It's because I had to get on somebody real quick. And so before I go through, wow, the five phone callers that we have here, it was just a 10-foot stepladder for my soapbox because, you know, Snoop Dogg went on Instagram, I believe, like by last Thursday and said, if a Muslim shot up a restaurant full of white people, the president would be tweeting up a storm, driving his dumb racist base into a frenzy. The NRA would use it as fodder for propaganda to scare dumb racists to buy more guns. But it was a white guy, again, with an AR-15, again, who killed 4 African-Americans and was stopped by an unarmed African-American. So, crickets. Let me tell you something, Snoop. Trump said about white shooter Travis Rankin. Hold on. No, he said something. Well, I'm pretty sure he said something about, our president said something about a black single father, James Shaw Jr., who's raised $188,000 as of early Sunday, you know, for the 4 murdered and 4 wounded victims. Hell, James Shaw Jr. tackled and disarmed the shooter. Wait, president ain't say nothing? Hold on a second. Wait. Hold on. He did tweet something today. Yes, he did. Trump said today, White House Correspondents' Dinner is dead as we know it, total disaster and an embarrassment to our great country, fake news alive and well. Hold on a second. All because comedian Michelle Wolf, who used her, you know, First Amendment rights, said jokes about Trump staff, Kellyanne Conway and Sarah Huckabee, but Waffle House, nothing. Not calling Trump the definition of a nit. Nope, not going to call him that. I'm just thinking it. But let me go to the phone lines. I'm going to 216-400 first. 216-400. Probably mad because I said something about the president wrong. How you doing out there? 216-400 going once. 216-400 going twice. Hey, thank you for not saying anything to insult me, but you're going back on hold. If you change your mind, you can always press 1 or call right back before I go to 216-209. Oh, wait, 216-688, 216-609, and 216-712. Well, I know I'm going to make somebody mad at some point. That's just what I'll probably end up doing, but I want to let people know that if you choose to, you can check out Joseph Motley Jr. on Facebook and YouTube. Or you can send in music to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can also, since I'm on the subject of certain things, shameless plug, you can Facebook Alpha Porter JR period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Or you can Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio. Wait, I'm having a good time here when I get off on these tangents. So I can let people know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is on voiceofradio.com Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. And before I do anything else, I want to let people know it's the face on Facebook. You can find it. 5th anniversary of Escape of Seymour Avenue, where kidnapping victims Yeah, so it's the 5th anniversary of the escape of Seymour Avenue kidnapping victims. It's hosted by the Women's March Cleveland and the International Women's Day March Cleveland. And that will be this Sunday, May 6th, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 6:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 2207 Seymour Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44113. Now, this Wednesday at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, that's 44110 area code off of Ivanhoe, we will show the movie called Where is Gina? Missing Children documentary that was made during the time that Black on Black Crime Incorporated was called Stupid, Dumb, Milking a Cow, Dead Horse, all of that stuff, because we believe Gina DeJesus and Amanda Berry were alive. So this is at that time that that film came through, and the reason we'll be playing it on a big screen so that we can celebrate the fact that we were right. We'll be showing the film that was made years before they found Gina DeJesus, Amanda Berry, didn't even know Michelle Knight was missing. So that's coming up this coming week. Let me go to the phone line of 216-209, who's probably saying, man, I don't care nothing about all that. We in the here and now. 216-209, how you doing out there?
Oh, I'm great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey, for all those who don't know. Oh, man. I'm going to just get right to the point. We got a lot of stuff going on, man. For all those who don't know, we did open up a business called All American Shoe Shine, and it is going really well right now. So I want to thank all my supporters, J.R. Smith in particular, one, because when I first opened, he brought his whole family down there, and I'd like to thank Sean Coleman as well, because when he was another one who kind of like came and helped the brother out at a time when I first opened. And a lot of times when you start a business, you know, you don't normally start off too well. So, and because of these particular people, they helped catapult me into the right direction. So I just have to thank God first and foremost for touching their heart. Secondly, we got a lot of stuff going on in music. I was just talking with Key Cash today. So for all those who've been waiting on another Key Cash video, it is coming. We just in the works. We trying to make sure things is right before we start getting out here filming. We do have another Goldie video coming. I'm sorry about the delay, but it was some technical stuff on both our ends that kind of slowed that up a little bit. Shout out to Tay Wall and Max Spit. They're both doing their thing. Tay Wall is in a movie right now. I don't even want to spill the beans because I told y'all too much as it is already. And shout out to Max Spit as well.
Okay.
Honesty Blade. All the people around us are doing really, really great things. Shout out to Black House Sounds. We got a lot more stuff coming, even for Black Odyssey. So I'm not even going to tell y'all when that's dropping, but the name of the song is called Freedom Riders, and it will be coming soon. If you want to take a sneak peek at it, it is on SoundCloud. So all you have to do is go to SoundCloud and type in Black Odyssey, BlaqOdyssy, and then look up and down the page, and you'll find Freedom Riders. So we got a whole lot of stuff coming. It's going on. It's in the works. We're just really waiting on this weather to all the way break so I can start dropping it back to back. So all the people that's looking for us, please stay tuned. Keep praying for us. And then we're going to keep praying for y'all. God bless this radio station because it's giving everybody that calls through here a great platform. And thank you, Al, for your thoughtless work that you do every week.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, man, for real.
Oh, it's no problem. And I didn't really mean to talk up the whole time, but it was just a whole lot of information I get out there. So thank you, and God bless everybody on this station, and I will hold on and listen to all the great and wonderful news that's about to come through.
Thank you so much. I think you will enjoy it. Appreciate that because he said the magic words, got to keep praying. So that's one of my favorite joints that I'll be playing shortly. Before, though, I go and check out the 216-688, 216-609, 216-712 to give you all something, you know, to at least get your mind right so you'll know what you want to talk about. I do want to point out, since I didn't get a chance to, that you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., or you can go straight to the web to blackonblackcleveland.com. Also want to throw out there the WHK, 1220 AM, The Word, which airs on Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Tony Fruit Show. And then before I get to some of the phone callers, I definitely want to say that last Thursday, Donna Walker Brown, as well as Anaya Day Garrett's father, Tanasia McLeod's family, Tanasia McLeod's family, Anaya Day Garrett's father, were joined by Black Lives Matter, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Brenda Bickerstaff, Brenda Jacobs at the Prayer Warriors. They met with County Executive Armand Budish for the list of demands given at the sleepover at the Jane Edna building, which was at least a list of 8 things. And then they came down and were joined by Man in the Street, Don Bryant, and others to speak, you know, to Fox 8 News and WKYC. And some of the demands at the public press conference were, we the community want the policy which Cuyahoga County CFS follows when it comes to reporting of a child neglect or abuse cases. We want face-to-face meeting with County Executive Armand Budish to discuss our demands. Yep, that was done. We want 4 additional appointments made to the panel of experts the County Executive Budish established, such as 1 parent who has a child with special needs in the CFS system, 2 either parents or guardians of children who are in the CFS system, and 1 community member who has no child in the CFS system. We want County Council, Health and Human Services Committee to hold monthly hearings to hear the testimonies of families with the CFS system and challenges they face, and then they want County Council to assign a liaison to this process so that the liaison will follow up with the families and CFS definitely to see the solutions, progress, and outcomes if they were done. They also want the County Council, HHS, to have a monthly report from CFS updating them on the outcomes of the CFS and challenges within the system. And with this report, we want County Council to use this at the community quarterly as a report to give out quarterly to the community. And also, they want the Ohio legislatures, especially those who serve on the Health and Human Services Committee, to revise Chapter 5101 concerning the laws as it relates to investigation of child abuse and neglect under the public welfare system known to us as Children Family Services. So they want times and mandates spelled out in the legislation to prevent any delay in cases of urgency with a child. For all social workers having assigned cases of neglect and abuse, children to be licensed social workers with a LSW, MSW per the state of Ohio requirements. We want the direct assigned staff involved with the Anaya Day Garrett case terminated, meaning fired. Now, Donna Walker Brown, chair of the sleepover committee, has asked Yvonne Conwell, who's the Cuyahoga County Council Chair on Health and Human Services, to contact Al Porter Jr., Man in the Street, Vice Chair of the Sleepover Committee, Justice for Anaya Day Garrett, for a meeting before we release our personal findings so that they won't be added, because we are coming out with our findings before elections so that voters can make a wise decision. So with that being said, I need to go and check with 216-688. You've been very patient. You might say, man, the heck with all that stuff y'all doing. I don't know, but we'll find out shortly. 216-688, you're on live. How you doing out there?
Thank you very much. Hi, everyone. This is Pat Johnson, and I'm giving a quick call to everyone in Cleveland or the world to help out this young lady named Jessie Traylor. She passed on April the 15th, 2018, of cancer, and she needs to be buried like a queen. She was a good person. She was a fighter. She fought this cancer, and she has no funds. So without everything being said, her body is at Strawbridge, Strawbridge Memorial Chapel at 3934 Lee Road, Roberta. So if anyone can help with funds, they can send money or call Roberta at the funeral home, 216-752-9801. And this is for Jessie K. Traylor. She also has a GoFundMe. So far, it's only $110. So it's www.gofundme.com. But I would prefer you can send the money or checks to the funeral home, whichever you would like. She's a queen. She was joyful, and she fought this cancer. She fought for weeks and weeks. She wasn't ready to go. So please let's help bury her. She deserves to be buried like a queen. Thank you. Thank you, Al.
No problem. Hey, I appreciate that. And again, if they need to call the funeral home directly, if you can give that one more time, I'll appreciate it, followed by the GoFundMe page.
216-752-9801. That's Strawbridge Memorial Chapel at 3934 Lee Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44128. The GoFundMe is www.gofundme.com. Jesse, JESSIEK, Traylor, TRAYLOR. She passed away April the 15th, so you know this is the end of the 15 days, so come on, let's bury this lady nice. She's a good person. She just, you know, didn't have any kind of funds, okay? Thank you.
Yes. Thank you once again. We will put this out and continue to put this out, and thank you. And
thank you, Al.
I can say that I really, you're welcome. And like I could say, I can really appreciate using this program for what God's allowed me to be able to do in some areas. So with that being said, I would be remiss, didn't at least let people know other things that, you know, might be happening. So I just want to let people know that while I'm thinking about serious things, I'm about making certain changes if I can, if God allows us to. So, you know, last Wednesday, after attendees had complained that the previous Saturday, only two audience questions were answered, I believe, at the gubernatorial debate that was held at Cleveland Heights on the Saturday beforehand. So fortunately, Man in the Street was able to get 7100 Kinsman Avenue, Guard Valley Neighborhood House, to see if any candidates wanted to hear from the people. And Justin Anderson, he went to reach out to other candidates, but only one gubernatorial, which is a nice way of saying one candidate for governor, showed up and spoke to people for over an hour, including ex-felons and almost 50 people, along with the Carl Stokes Brigade, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Sue Dean on gerrymandering, definitely vote yes on issue one. And people came out. And because of character, the person who came through, I remember the Save Our Browns, fought Cleveland Clinic over St. Luke's, St. Alexis back in the day. The prison reform, putting prosecutors on trial, these are the last two things that have been brought up now. And going all out on that and dealing with police violence head-on, Kucinich Samples, Man in the Street endorsed. I'm just glad to try, though, no matter who you vote for, go out to get. I'm just glad to try to get people out to at least hear candidates to get involved with the system, because I wouldn't want to march on the system and I'm not involved one way or the other. So with that being said, because you waited on the line so patiently, 216-609. You might say, man, stop all the 96. I don't even care about getting involved, but I'm going to 216-609. What's on your mind this evening?
I think the sheriff is in the building nationwide, worldwide. Is I'm right about that?
You're right about that, man. How you doing, bro?
So you a worldwide figure, right?
I try to be.
I think you are, and I think every listener know that you are. Once again, this is Joe Legacy, Black House Sound. On the 12th of this month, 1600, East Cleveland Crystal Towers. It's a special event. You can come to the event if you want to showcase your talent or mingle with people. We pretty much have some heavy hitters. Next week you will hear who the heavy hitters are. On top of that, We have Carl will be hosting it, Mr. Powers, when he call in.
Nice.
Other than that, the GoFundMe account from that last caller, y'all should do that. And I should do it because that's a person that's deceased and they don't have the proper money and they need to be buried. And if you alive and you breathe in life, you should listen to that last call. That's when black people really care about another person and they not even related to you. And you do something about it. You put some money to the side and help with that cause. So I like that last call because that's why this show, The Bond, because it's not just about information. Sometimes it's about immediate help. And in that case, when you think about somebody deceased, they don't have the proper funds to be buried. As black people collectively, we need to, the GoFundMe account, we need to go ahead and help that out. So think about it. Blackout Sound, Joe Legacy. I'm out.
Man, I appreciate that phone call for real. As a matter of fact, before I go and bother the people at the 216-712, the 216-820 phone number, had to make sure I'm reading it right. You know, the last Saturday, Ohio State Representative's 10th House District Candidates Forum was held. It was held at the Friends Fellowship Baptist Church, the Chandler Park Building, also the home of the Black House Sounds Open Mic. Get to more of that in just a minute. But you did have No Show, Danielle Shepherd. No Show, Terrence Upchurch. No Show, Billy L. Sharp. No Show, T.J. Dow. No Show, Nelson Cintron Jr. You did have Pastor Phillips from the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, but he was a fill-in for Anand Mehta, which was smart for him to do that. Kyle Early did show up. He did end up having to leave early, but smart man, because it was his one-year wedding anniversary. So that's why Kyle Early left early. Man, I've been waiting all weekend to say that. Anyway, though, he was smart, though. He had Mike from SEIU 1199. You've heard the voice here on this show as a fill-in for him. And also, you had Ronnie B. Jones. You did have Charles E. Bibb Sr. was the coordinator. Carnegie Roundtable, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, National Congress of Black Women, Hip Hop Workshop, the Ricks Brothers Foundation, Black Queens United, Audacity of Hope Foundation, Black House Sound, and the Ohio 8th House Black Caucus were the sponsors. Charles E. Bibb Sr. was the coordinator. Now, if any of the other five candidates are trying to say, oh, we weren't contacted, hey, contact Charlie Bibbs. You could definitely do that via email, cebibbsr@yahoo.com, or call directly 216-659-4619. Now, my thing is, though, he's been putting it out there for weeks. But anyway, people, you know, 1 week beforehand on the Saturday, you had about 500 people at Cleveland Heights gubernatorial forum. And, you know, it was nice because black people like Brother Art, myself, Justin Anderson, Ohio Northeast Young Black Democrats, okay, it was nice, put it together, start on time and all of that. My thing is, last Saturday, I just found it very interesting that 2 out of 8 showed with one surrogate, but I won't start on that one. I will say that by the time it did start, it was nice because you had Ronnie B. Jones, okay, not Ronnie B. the Unforgiven. Get that out your mind. I want y'all saying I said the wrong thing. Ronnie B. Jones, thank you, versus Kyle Early was the main thing. And then you had, of course, versus Pastor Phillips Cleveland Clergy Coalition for Ahmed Mehta to stand in. And my thing was, I'm going to go to just a couple of those names where Black House Sounds Mr. Powers asked his questions on how candidates will be willing, or if they'll be willing, to help assist groups that do things in the community, such as Black House Sounds, who do the Boys to Man, Man to Band, and Open Mic. And Kyle Early said, hey, check my record. Ronnie B. Jones said, if you are 501c3, He will get you government dollars. Man in the Street asked the candidates and the surrogate if mayoral candidates, city council, Cuyahoga County candidates, and others who got a job after promising to stand up for the people after getting elected were quiet as a church mouse once they got in. Others who attended, it was nice, at least Dennis Kucinich sent a representative, Sue Dean, for gerrymandering. National Action Network was in the house, Larry H. Gardner, Silver B from VoiceRadio.com, Black Stallions. But that's something. That's interesting. Only one hip-hop group involved with politics? Damn, I don't know what else to say about that. 216-712. 216-712, how you doing out there? Hello? Well, I'm hoping that what that meant is they might be watching Dancing with the Stars, which I don't blame them. That looked like it was a fun thing. Or maybe it sounded almost like the voice from the Peanuts gang when, you know, you'd say, hey, teacher, and the teacher would say, womp, 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 womp. Then again, they could have been playing some of the newer hip-hop tracks because that's what that sounds like a lot, too. Womp, womp, womp. But it has a nice beat underneath a lot of them. Anyway, before I go to the 216-820 phone number, and I appreciate the 216-712 number for doing like the 400 number with the 216. That is, if you are doing something or fixing food or at work or something, I appreciate you taking the time to listen to the program. I want to let people know while I can, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip-Hop Workshop is this Saturday. Episode number 191 at 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at Cleveland State University, 1899 Main Classroom Building, large room number 136 East 22nd. You can enter from Chester or Euclid Avenue. Definitely care of the Cleveland State University Black Studies Department. DJ Dollar Rock will be the live DJ. Hip Hop Workshop News, Ronnie B. Hip Hop Workshop Power Cipher with Milligram. Special guest, Bill Silver B. Richards. Care of the suggestion that came from Black House Sounds, and as well as National Action Network's Elder Goodrum is a special guest, and Brick City Wellness. Hey, whatever it takes also will be like, that's what we'll have, whatever it takes, balling party. Guys won, didn't they? HJS will have some giveaways, CD and DVD giveaways, and much more. And I also want to throw out there that tomorrow, May Day, Immigrant Rights Action, sponsored by the Interreligious Task Force on Central America and the Greater Cleveland Network, 2 to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 801 West Superior Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44113, where the U.S. Department of Justice has raided jobs, jailed pregnant women, targeted dreamers, as it will be the people's indictment against the DOJ, Department of Justice. And that will be, well, I know one person will be there, Don Bryant, definitely. So I wanted to let you know that. And before I go to the 216-820, let people know that East Cleveland Solutions is happening this Friday at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15453 Euclid Avenue, next to Euclid and Taylor intersection, to build up the people, OPN Community Center, led by Oppressed People of the Nation's Jay Lee, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Al Porter. There'll also be a Black House Sound Report given, as well as other events that are coming up. So, hey, we're doing our best to come up with solutions. If you think you have some, we'll be glad to have you come out, join us with some. As a matter of fact, before I do anything else, because I didn't do it, this will only take me 2 minutes to say, because she's been everywhere and supported a lot. So vote for Juanita Gowdy Tuesday, May the 8th. Please vote. Early voting started on April the 10th. Re-elect East Cleveland Precinct 2D and elect County Central Committee Senate District 25, lifelong resident, of course, homeowner for the City of East Cleveland, executive member of the Democratic Central Committee, member of the East Cleveland Democratic Club, activist for voter registration and get out, member of National Action Network, chaplain, member for National Congress of Black Women Greater Cleveland Chapter. Hey, one thing she says, Juanita Gowdy is a hard worker, volunteering her services. She will be the voice of the people, peace, and continued blessings. Wow, I'm glad I was able to get all of that out. So I'm going to go to 216-820. How you doing out there?
I'm doing fine out there. How about you, Mr. Porter?
Mr. Porter is doing well.
Well, for those of you who don't know who I am Mr. Powers. I'm the CEO of Blackout Sound, and I'm also the host of The Open Mic, which I will keep you further notice on that soon. Also, I would also like to say a few other things. You know, for starters, if you didn't hear from my partner, Mr. Joe Legacy earlier, yes, we do have something May 12th, you know, at the Crystal Tower building. So come on out, you know what I'm saying, and enjoy yourself on that. But what I want to talk about was this past Saturday. That was one of the things that I wanted to say. One of the things that I wanted to say was, yeah, I was there at that function to hear them speak. And I want to say to this, you know what I'm saying? I seen a candidate who actually had his head on his shoulders. Well, both of them themselves, they had their head on their shoulders. One gave great general information on a selective answer that tip. The other one was not so much paying attention, but and went to any of the questions, and then when it came to one to answer them, he twisted and turned the question around so he can give his own answer to the question. And see, what I'm saying to some of you candidates is this, okay? I may not be running, but if you want to win in any delicate situation with any election, you know, what you have to do is you have to learn how to reach both sides of the track. You know, if you reach one side of the track, that's fine. But when it comes down to the big debate match, you'll lose royally, and that's where a lot of them messes up at. You know, so when those spectators are giving y'all questions and y'all giving out y'all answer, make sure you know what you're talking about with what you're saying, because a lot of people was very, like, uninspired. A lot of them was very, like, not really, you know what I'm saying? They really did not approve of the answers that they were given. But one thing that I will say for sure is that I know who to vote for. And then to that other person that was up there that was also running, I want to say this to you, okay? No one knocks your vision for what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? No one does. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I say is this. To the ones that's really in a fight for their life when it comes to being in certain positions with being a political candidate, the bottom line I'm saying to you is this, okay? Don't beat yourself up trying to fight an army in a war when you by yourself, because you know you're not going to win. You know, I mean, I understand that the legal system is not perfect. You know what I mean? And I understand that, yeah, a lot of people, you know, that's in the upper, what's the term I'm looking for? Well, basically, the upper and higher management, you know what I'm saying, of the governmental empire, understand that, you know, with their rules, there's a lot of twists and turns to it. But what I am going to say is this, okay, and I'm going to go ahead and get off the phone. You know what I mean? I want to say to this, if you keep putting your mind to doing what you want to do best, because don't let nobody take that from you. But at the same time, though, if you really want to run a successful campaign, you have to really, really know how to reach those people. You know what I mean? And like I said, I'm not going to say no names, but it was one person there that reached out, that actually got my attention to where I could say I will vote for you. Only one. So, hey, and at the end of the day, when you go to the polls, you can only vote for one. But to that one person that's doing that, I want to say keep up the good work. Keep striving, because at the end of the day, I'm gonna support you. You know what I mean? Other than that, you know what I'm saying? Like I said before, Black House Sounds has a show May 12th at the Crystal Towers building. You know what I'm saying? Also be posted for the open mic. You know what I'm saying? Coming real soon. And also remember that Black House Sound makes real Cleveland music. You know, shouts out to the founder, Joe Legacy. You know what I'm saying? Much love to all the members that are in Black House Sound, from Hurricane Bang to Mr. Milligrand to Sheriff Kilroy. And I also want to say to that person that was on there earlier, you know, talking about that family's loss, your prayers are in within myself as well as my family. And I also want to say, you know what I'm saying, rest in peace to Bruno San Martino, who passed away last Monday.
Yeah.
And I also, mm-hmm. and I would also like to say congratulations to my Cleveland Cavaliers for knocking out Indiana.
Yeah.
Toronto, we coming for you. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Mr. Powers, I'm out the door.
Hey, thank you so much. I'm not going to say anything else, but if you were keeping score early on, it's a shame, but I got to put it out there to piggyback what was said. You know, when the one candidate left out, he had style points with me because he left for a good reason, keep the anniversary with his wife. But then again, that candidate was so forthright with his answers, for those who might listen back to this rebroadcast, he got my attention, earning an official nod from myself as well, because when he left, boom, he stayed on track, target with his answers, spoke concisely and clearly, and really went and knocked some folks out. Before I even go to play anything else, I just want to say on top of things, the first ever Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show was live at voiceofradio.com. Open house, which was held last Saturday at 17325 Chandler Park Building, Suite 4046. So we can say 4046 with Yoin, Tina, Monique, Larry H. Gardner, Michelle Mathis, EP, Judicial Candidate Carrie Harris, BWE, Male Models, interviewed live. Also, believe it or not, it was some Facebook Lives from Fred Barkley, Larry Gardner, and EP, Amaya, A-Town, Hardstone, and guest, Milligrand, El Reezy, EP, yeah, EP. About That Life, ENT, were performing and playing tracks. They had Red and White Wine, and I didn't know what the was going on there. I just did not. I didn't know, but it was nice, though. And I will say the next one they say will be in October, within 6 months. Oh, by the way, postscript, Spectrum TV 1021. Fridays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Within the next 2 weeks, expect to hear more because there will be a Black House Sound sighting, not once, but twice. So I just want to throw that out there and tell people before I play one track, I want to play this one from Pocola Stanberry. Keep Pocola Stanberry, County Central Committee, Ward 3E. Primary election is Tuesday, May 8th, 2018. Early voting begins Tuesday, April 10th, 2018. Thanks again, Pocola Stanberry. And before I play this song, which is called Keep Praying, please do me a favor. It's coming from Black Odyssey. Please pray that we get a phone call because I do not want to touch the subject of Bill Cosby. So with that being said, I'm going to play this track. Keep praying.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bow. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah, no matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying. It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they
their dollars working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme, gimme. Not to the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Please keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, yeah. We gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, we gonna keep praying, no matter what, love you.
Hello, this is Mike Seals with the Workers' Justice Committee. I have lived in Cleveland for more than 50 years, and what I saw Monday night at Cleveland City Hall made me sick. Our heartless mayor, Frank Jackson, and his dishonest council president, Kevin Kelly, they confirmed for me they don't care about the people who live in our city. They are content to let us live in poverty with low-wage jobs and no hope for a better tomorrow. Just last year, they robbed us of our right to vote to raise the minimum wage in the city of Cleveland, and now they are giving away an estimated $88 million out of our pocket to a billionaire owner of the Cavs. If you are fed up with these backroom deals that only benefit the wealthy and the well-connected, then it's time to take action. We the people must raise up and hold Frank Jackson and Kevin Kelly accountable. We are stronger together and a powerful political force for change in our community. Join our movement by calling area code 866-900-8292. Again, that number is 866-900-8292. 8292.
And that is the person who filled in once Kyle Early left out. So it was still left out on a high note. That was my man Mike who came out and gave his message on that one. And by then, though, when Kyle left, everything was like basically done except, you know, hearing from the audience. And like I said, strong messages were given. At least from that camp. I got to give Brother Kyle credit. And I was looking to see what's happening. I'm going to see this 216-702 phone number. 216-702, how you doing out there?
What's up, Al? How you doing?
I'm doing Hello? Well. As a matter of fact, we went. You there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. You know what? I'm glad to hear from you because we just went over that list of demands and in part what's next. So what's on your mind?
Well, we've sent out an email to Yvonne Conwell and we CC'd the entire county council. We hope to have a reply before Friday, a reply and a meeting scheduled before Friday because the people sent Armand wouldn't add any community people to his advisory board, then the sleepover committee must release the findings and recommendations to the community before the primary, May 8th.
And I'm going to just ask you, what is the importance of releasing the findings before May 8th?
Well, it's it lets a person know that they, just like we put them in the in office, we can take them out, and it makes sure that a voter is informed of all the facts before they drop the ballot in the box.
Hey, I want to say I appreciate you for that determination of making sure that the village not only is awakened, but they stay awake.
Oh, yeah, they got to stay awake. Because you know what? We products of the village, and now it's time for us to be the villagers. And there's only one way to stay awake, and that's to stay on top of things.
I appreciate that very much. Anything else you'd like to add this fine evening?
No, we just want to thank you for all the work that you do in the community. You know, the airlines, because if it wasn't for your internet shows that we have and being on live here on Sunday, we wouldn't be able to get the message out in order for the village to be awakened. So just keep doing what you're doing, making it a venue for community knowledge.
Thank you very much, Donald Walker Brown. We appreciate you as always.
Thanks.
No problem. As a matter of fact, I know what to do now on that note. If you will, give me a moment. We'll be right back. Even though this was done for a person who won their seat a couple of years back, this goes right back with May 8th, and you have early voting. Oh, by the way, Souls to the Polls is this coming week. This coming Sunday, Board of Elections from about, we will say, 1:30 p.m. until at least 4:30 p.m., right down off of 30th Euclid. So with that being said, hey, vote for your rights. Blackout Sound.
Vote for your rights. Take hold in your life. Hold on, don't. Vote for your rights. Take hold in your life. Take hold of your life. Hold on. Hope for your right. Take hold of your life.
Maple Heights Mayor. What's he thinking? Here's the file. Here's the truth. The current mayor. He ain't care about you. He supported the speedlight camera. Here's the truth. Here's the thoughts profound. All Maple Heights boards voted him down. Maple Heights faces fiscal emergency. The current mayor, too blind to see. He blamed Casey,
governor.
He blamed Yoke,
auditor.
It's time for Larry to give up his post. It's Pop said, time for a
black queen.
And then M. Blackwell steps on the scene. Anna M. Blackwell, candidate for mayor. Soon to be Maple Heights lifesaver. You deserve
better.
We deserve
better.
And then M. Blackwell, a real go-getter.
Vote for your right. Take hold of your life. Hold on, hope for your right. Take hold of your life, your life.
Collectively, we can get it done. Let's explore where Annette comes from. 18-year resident of Maple Heights, so she understands their plight. Change is no option, it's necessity. She chaired a successful school levy in 2012, the city of Maple Heights. In other words, you know she got it right. Mayor appointed 2011, reviewed the charter of where she's living, commercial property, tax analyst, so you know, she knows her business, Maple Heights residents, what will you do, and then in Blackwell, asked to serve you, vote for real change, on September 8th, and then in Blackwell, Democrat for mayor, urgent issue, senior, city service, economic development, community reinvestment,
drug abuse and the social, because people do
Only an 18-foot step ladder for this soapbox. Just when this ish couldn't get no worse. Stormy Daniels, porn star, adult actress, real name Stephanie Clifford, who claimed a sexual encounter with President Trump in 2006, and allegedly she said that she was warned by an unidentified man to keep quiet about it, at least 5 years later after a Gossip magazine interview had a sketch done, you know, with a forensic artist of the man who she claimed accosted her in a Las Vegas parking lot and allegedly said, she said that the person said, "Leave Trump alone. Forget the story." Now, that should end the story, but, you know, Trump had tweeted, in part, sketch, you know, it was like sketch years later of a non-existent man, total con job, playing the fake news media for fools, but they know it. So today in Manhattan, federal court, Stormy Daniels filed a lawsuit against our president saying that the Twitch tweet, in essence, the accusation from Trump that she fabricated the story exposed her to threats and ridicule and violence, saying Mr. Trump used his national and international audience of millions to make a false factual statement to denigrate and attack Mrs. Clifford. Now, Ms. Clifford's attorney, Michael Avetti, says you aren't allowed to make false statements to at least defame and, you know, now no matter your position. Now, before you get mad at me, I would like to just point out, let me tell you what Trump did wrong. He had his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, pay her about $130,000 to shut up about the alleged affair, which apparently came out of his 2016 probably election fund, which is against the law. But his attorney, you know, in legal problems. But why is Trump and his attorney in trouble? Because if the allegation wasn't at least true, he shouldn't have paid hush money. Hush money makes you look guilty. You got something on me? Fine, use it. Because I ain't paying you. I know what I did wrong. And if it wasn't, then I'm not pleading. That's why I don't feel too sorry for Bill Cosby, who was found guilty. He's convicted in Norristown, Pennsylvania last Thursday, called the district attorney an asshole for wanting him jailed while awaiting sentencing for drugging and molesting a woman 14 years ago. But now I'm not on Cosby, who once, you know, sided with a Korean store owner who killed a young girl and stole a piece of cake, or blamed rap music or spoke against African names for children. But when he plea bargained with a woman and admitted giving her quaaludes, think about this, and molesting her, women came out against him. Now, why? They used testimony, some looking for a quick check. Mike Jackson pleaded with a family for filing a boy, and guess what? Another family came out until he went to court and won, and no more lawsuits. Where I'm going with that, give me about 2 minutes, and I'll let you know. I know I'm in trouble for probably being a bad man for saying this, but I'll finish the discussion in about 2 minutes.
Last of the finest, bred to be a monster, man of respect, something like a mobster, break you off proper. Serve you with no pity. I cut my teeth on hard times. That's why the G is in me. Surrounded by envy, but you don't wanna test this. I got no issue putting a hole where your chest is. I'm cut from a different thing. You all copycat. I'm unknown, but I'm known worldwide. Copy that. Independent grinding, doing what I gotta do. Y'all some label prostitutes, watch them squeeze it out of you. Run this game I'm about to do. I'm waiting for a handout. And when the big pinata break, you better not have your hand out. I need you to stand out, fitting in. I'm a street king, this hood, I was bone in. Like Brother Lynch, I'm sick made, you knew it. And I'm made, the realest ever did it been hard. Since the sixth grade, you follow trends. I change it up, I study moves, then I bang it up. I'm what the game was, what the game is. You garbage man rappers, y'all on some lame shit. Who you came with, now all stand down. Street cred 100, it's gonna be man down. And we don't lame around, real than your shit. Got them hands for you, one hit a quitter, man. Out here is cutthroat. Talk loud, that's a fair note. Rappers hang from a tightrope, I'ma make that show. You want to work, time to see the Sandman. You don't want no drama, bruh, not a wound, I'm a bad man.
No matter what they tell y'all, a classic is never outdated. It's your boy, SK. Every new is a nightmare. That's how we do it. OG is gonna ride. Fab is gonna die.
Now, you all were probably, when I last left you, saying, man, why would y'all pick on the president? Why would you pick on Bill Cosby? Why would you pick on Michael Jackson? Well, because, like I said, Michael showed you something. When he paid that money, he took a plea. They tell you, oh, a plea doesn't mean you're guilty. A plea means you know you did something wrong. Don't be fooled. Now, the reason why I'm saying that and taking it back with the White House as of right now, because if I bet you, if he hadn't have had his attorney pay, he would have been able to then say, when the story came up, prove it, and it would have made things different. Now, the reason that I'm using these as examples is because we're going to bring it forward and end off with the name Ruel Sailor. 15 years in an Ohio prison for a crime he didn't commit. Refused to plead. Let out a few weeks ago. Why? Because his fiance Amy and the family didn't give up, came to Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Guess what? Out, proven right. Now, the East Cleveland Three, they were jailed for around 14 years, refused to plead guilty for something that they knew in their heart they didn't do. And when you know that you didn't do something and you don't plead, you're closer on the creator's level than anything else, because you know and you believe you will not be left out in the cold for your fight. And Cuyahoga County Council approved recently giving them millions within the past maybe 60 days ago. They didn't plead because they knew the truth. And that's why I'm using Trump's attorney, because he kind of should not have paid hush money, because nobody hushes. And no hush money and a countersuit against everything would have had a problem. So it's hard to think about those things when you're in those positions, but it's always something to think about for yourself. I also want to point out that this coming Saturday, May 5th, one night only, 6:30 p.m. to 10 p.m., St. John's Episcopal Church and surrounding neighborhood, 2600 Church Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44113, Station Hope, 2018, in the fifth year. Which will be a community event celebrating Cleveland social justice history and exploring contemporary struggles for freedom and equity, engage with over 250 artists, envision, interrogate, and seek out hope on the grounds of Cleveland's first authenticated underground railroad site, St. John's Episcopal Church. And they say, hey, historic properties, as well as viewing works of theater, music, storytelling, dance, and more. Before I leave out this evening, I also want to leave out, because she's done a lot, she's kept her word, brought hip-hop in, made sure the National Action Network definitely paid attention to it. So Jacqueline Goodrum, who's lived in Ward 3A of East Cleveland, asking for support to vote in May of 2018 precinct committee person for Ward 3A, employed as an early childhood educator with the East Cleveland City School District. It will be 8 years working in that school system. Graduate of Shaw High, currently on the executive committee member of the Cuyahoga County Democratic Party, precinct committee person responsible for informing the residents in their area on things that are happening when it comes to political issues and how it might affect the city. Definitely worked with Brother Ernie Harris in this precinct committee classes, so I'm glad she went through, took those. You can email at jacqueline.goodrum@yahoo.com or 216-346-1380, and definitely receive recognition from the governor for helping K through 4 and many other things. As a matter of fact, chaired a title education workshop in Washington, D.C., and of course, I think it was moderator for the mayor's takeover of the Cleveland Public Schools and past member of the last elected Cleveland School Board of Education, which was definitely a travesty coming from the mayor doing that. So as I leave out, I just want to thank everybody. And to go along with what one of our callers said earlier, how could I not forget about the Art McCoy Radio Show, which is Sundays 5 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 a.m., or better yet, www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can also Facebook Champagne Bang or the official Hurricane Bang page. Check out that Facebook of Friends Fellowship Bible Church. And with that being said, the Black House Sounds Open Mic Facebook page. Thank you all for listening. Look out for each other. And thank you very much for using this show for what it's intended on, getting the information out. Let's support each other. Peace.